At this week's city council meeting, Mayor Linda Tyer's At Home in Pittsfield program was narrowly voted down after a bitter debate. Tyer, who is coming to the end of her first term in office, unveiled the program in February. At Home in Pittsfield was intended to improve the city's aging housing stock through loans from local lenders aimed at helping residents fix up their homes.
We've heard from our business leaders that one of the challenges to recruiting is the quality of the housing stock here in the city of Pittsfield. And, you know, it's understandable because 43% of Pittsfield's housing was built before 1939. So it's understandable why houses of that era are now in need of renovation and repair and upgrade.
It offered residents in the city's West Side and Morningside neighborhoods, Pittsfield's poorest communities, larger loans. The $250,000 needed to pay for the pilot program was intended to come from the city's Economic Development Fund, which once held $10 million from Pittsfield's settlement with General Electric over the company's pollution of the city's land and water. Over $3 million remains in the account. The mayor's plan reemerged in a revised form Tuesday, after councilors expressed concerns with aspects of the plan at previous meetings. The funding source and the disparate loan funding face scrutiny from council members like at-large councilor Melissa Mazzio, Ward 4 councilor Christopher Connell, Ward 2 councilor Kevin Morandi, and Ward 7 councilor Anthony Simonelli, who all voted against the bill.
On behalf of the citizens of Pittsfield, which this money was set aside for, not certain sections, I cannot support this.
Calls for the mayor to find a new funding source and challenges to the integrity of the program led to a protracted, bitter debate, with protesting councilors preventing the proposal from reaching the supermajority required for passage. Afterward, Tyer told WAMC that she was
extremely disappointed that the city council was unwilling to do their part to compromise and only expected the administration to compromise. This was a good initiative. It was going to put money right into the most distressed neighborhoods in our city. And tonight is an extreme disappointment to me, and I am really just at a loss for words.
My porch is falling apart. The boards are coming down from the ceiling. My leg went through the boards a year ago in May, got hurt really bad, and I have no money to fix it.
Michelle Beaulieu-Brace, who lives in the Morningside neighborhood, was one of the few audience members to stick it out through the 4.5-hour long meeting. She was devastated by the proposal's failure.
I'm collecting Social Security now because I had a disability after some surgery. I have $11,000 a year. That's it. So I'm not happy with this.
She pointed to Simonelli and Mazzio as emblematic of the city's growing gap between the haves and have-nots.
He's never wanted for a thing in his life, ever. And she's a Mazzio, and she probably hasn't either. These people don't know what it's like to go home to a house that is distressed and not have any money to fix it up. This was the one shot the mayor fought hard for this. And it failed by one vote.
Tyer says she has no intent to reintroduce the program at this time. For her part, Mazzio announced her mayoral campaign 2 days later. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.